Chubby Willie. I remember years ago when a friend came and spoke on that scripture. He said, the Lord is saying that in the days of his power, he will make his people to offer themselves as free will offering unto him. In the days of his power. So we'll sing that song one more time. We are saying, Lord, we have come to offer ourselves unto you as a free will offering in this day. We bless you, O God.
have sent me. He said, tell him, here I am. Here I am. We bless your name, O God. For you are the ancient of days. Forever the same. As old as I am. Your name, O God. Jeremiah, O God, posted and said, you are our Lord God, that thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and by your outstretched hand. We bless your name, O God. That God we serve. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. We worship your name, O God. We thank you, Jesus. Almighty God, our generation shall praise you, O God, and not a wolf shall be left. We bless your name, O God. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus, for what I have done for tonight, O God. We worship you. For we pray with thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Prayer of faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of His word. This song we don't ever sing. His word shall be heard by the power of His word. The word of Israel. God's word is powerful. That's why Paul declared in Romans 1:16, said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it has the power of God to bring about salvation to them that believe. Praise the Lord. We're going to the final session for this evening. Hallelujah. And I would like them to bring the whiteboard. Hallelujah. You know, God has different children. There are those that like to draw. Praise God. Like what you do. Praise God. And there are those that, you know, God is great. Hallelujah. Different dimensions. And you see, you will help us if we. I think it was Brother Uchenna, he said that due order is obeying God's arrangement in the body. Hallelujah. Due order. Praise God. I was amazed when Gabriel was going to deliver a message to, I believe it was Daniel. And he was stopped by the prince of Asia. Yeah. And he could have on his own just say, I harass you. Oh, there are protocols. Hallelujah. He sent to heaven a signal. And heaven sent Michael. Praise God. And also remember the book of Jude, when the devil was contending for the body of Moses. And that should be a little bit. Why should the devil contend for the body of one of God's greatest prophets, Moses? I mean, it was amazing. But Moses was a mother. And the devil knew the peace of God. And he began to contend for his body. But praise God for the cross. Thank God for Jesus. And the Lord extended my said, the Lord will keep you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the thing that the Lord does for his people.
Praise God.
Let's go about it again to share with our Lord. Let's do this song again for Eshek Wolf.
Changing me.
Changing you.
Hallelujah.
They came with us to watch sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Change me. I want to break through. I want to be that man, that woman, that child. They said to Isaac, they said to Jacob, your name is not Jacob. Your name is Israel. Ask God for a breakthrough. Ask the Lord for the voice of the Son of Man, not the voice of a man. But say that when that voice comes, all that are in the grave will rise. If you believe you are in the grave, that you need to be woken, ask God to change you. Ask God that the word of the Son of Man, that voice of the Son of Man will come. It will bring life and immortality to life. Hallelujah. Let's sing this song as we just pray. It says, cover me. Cover me. Let the lifeblood of your body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the spirit, every woman must be covered. Hallelujah. We are walking by spiritual principle. If you really want the Lord to cover you, you sing that song. Say, Lord, cover me. Hallelujah. Cover my soul. Bring a covering. Hallelujah. Of the blood of Jesus. The covering of the light. Hallelujah. So the woman was clothed, was peribalo, was invested with light. So as we sing that song, if you really mean it, just tell the Lord, hallelujah. And just open your heart, open your life, hallelujah, to the Lord. Amen. Cover me. can stand before you this night as a people. Lord, we worship you. We bless you. We lift our hearts up to you as an offering. We come as a people in need of you. Lord, we come as a people that need your touch. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you might breathe upon us. Lord, pour out of your spirit. Let the freshness of your spirit come upon us. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Lord, bring a visitation. Baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Bring your fire down. Our hearts are so cold. We are neither hot or cold. We have been pregnant of a brought forth wind. And our generation is in danger. Lord, we stand in this day of midnight, in this hour of darkness, when wild beasts are about to overrun the earth. Lord, that you might raise a man. Raise the man after your own image, after your own likeness. Raise a priest on the earth. We stand this night, O Lord, that you might move. But open the windows of heaven and baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We ask, Lord, that the voice of the Son of Man will be heard. At the sound of the turtle dove, the singing of birds, even the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb will be heard in our land. Let your doctrine distill clearly. Make the vision plain. Write it upon tables with that indelible ink and mark. Hey, that we will never be the same. Just one night with you, I will be changed eternally. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come and walk. Come and visit, O Lord. Say, you will give us the Holy Ghost. Say, he will teach us. That your spirit will teach. Your spirit will comfort. Your spirit will minister to every man. Bread for the eater. Seed for the sower. Floods of water upon the dry ground. Rivers in the desert. Streams in the dry places. Showers upon every dry grass in the field. We bring the desolations, the dry places. Lord, we bring the heart cry. Lord, that you will meet every man at the point of his need. Visit us, O Lord. Hear the cry of your people and answer by terrible things in righteousness. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. For thine is the glory, the power, and all unto you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please just sit. Hallelujah. I'm sure the time is quite gone. Hallelujah. I was asking God why everyone kept preaching the message I had. in the morning, yesterday, Tukumbo started, and he ministered to me because I'm not going to tell you lies. I've been hearing words. Hallelujah. If I tell you I have not been hearing, that would not be true. I've been hearing, I've been seeing things. I don't really dream or see vision, but I see things. Amen. Hallelujah. And that word blessed my heart so much. And then in the morning, Brother Femi began to take my message. And I said I was going to say something. We were going to Nairobi. We've done about 4 countries. And we were very tired. Barry and myself were very tired. When it was time to preach, I said, "It's your turn to preach now." He said, "No, I preached in the morning." I said, "Don't even talk about it. Now you must preach." So that tells you how tired we were. And then one young man came. Hallelujah. I won't mention his name so that it will be like you are trying to. You know, that gave me hope for the young people. Hallelujah. This young man was full of life. Hallelujah. You know, he came and he refreshed us. So when Brother Owa, I was going to say his name. When Brother Femi began to preach, I remembered that brother. I said, thank God. At least we've seen two. And then when he finished, I thought that was all. Then another one came. Governor came and he started preaching my message again. I said, okay, that's number three. And I said to my wife, that means there is encouragement for the young people. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought that was very wise for the brethren to ask, allow the young people to come and preach. Amen. Next time we need to get people like Ibukun to come and share. Hallelujah. We need to get done. We need to get, yes, because it's not just for sure, but we need to, everyone is going. Not even one hoof. We are taking everyone. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was so much blessed. And then Brother Dave came and he started preaching. I said, well, maybe I don't even need to come out again. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know, there are different flavors. Amen. You know, God brings different flavors, different anointings. And you just gets the devil from different angles. He doesn't know where what's coming next. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There's been a burden in my heart. Something that the Lord has been showing. And I really believe that we have come to another level. I mean, I don't like that phrase, next level. I don't really like it, but I know that the church has moved forward. Now, you may not understand it. You don't really even need to understand it. But one thing I can tell you is that things are not the same.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you, it is not the same.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, now, those in the spirit know what I'm saying. Now, you see, I'm going to ask you to forgive me. Because I'm going to assume a lot of things. Brassens taught us that the word of God comes at three levels. I'm going to be speaking at the second and the third level. The first level is the historical, that is the physical. You know, Adam was a man, and so on. Jacob, Enoch, was a man, those are stories. But even if you take it at that level, can you imagine? How many billion people there are on earth? Is it not so? And each person is different. Now, that tells you how the dimensions of the soul, that's the manifestations to which the soul of man can express itself. Hallelujah. And each person has gone, and that is different. But you see, the one of God is also at the spiritual level. Amen. So he's not just talking about, when he talks about Abraham means something in the spirit. Hallelujah. But there is a third dimension, which we have not really given much attention to in the church. And I think that's really where my burden is. And that has to do with the soul. Hallelujah. The soul is the last bus stop. Hallelujah. And that is where the enemy has gone to. And many people in the church are afraid to go to. Hallelujah. Because when you go there, they say it's amok. They say it's a grail message. Now, I'm sure you know me very well. I don't believe in amok. Or even grail message. Hallelujah. Amen. But those are the things, the weapons we need to fight now. Hallelujah. Now, the young people, yes, we talk about the young people. But the truth is that we, the older people, have not given them what they need to overcome. Hallelujah. Say amen now.
Amen.
Now, we are somewhere, and I'm going to show you something. Because there are some messages I had. I was trying to find out. I asked Brother Uwaga, I said, how can I send this to my daughter? I want her to listen to this message. And God began to speak to me. Now, data, you know what is data on the phone? This phone has data. It has voice, isn't it also? And it may even have pictures. You call it multimedia, isn't it also? Now, think about it. You press a button. What happens? That file moves. What does it contain? Data, multimedia, what's the other one? Voice. And someone, as far as maybe my village or wherever, does what? Receives it. Hallelujah. And as it is moving, it doesn't collide with anyone. Have you heard of accident? Eh? But it's moving. Hallelujah. Brethren, we must wake up. We'll be sleeping. The gospel we're preaching is old gospel. It is not going to scratch the devil. Hallelujah. Because the devil is sure that you will not go to where I want us to go to. Hallelujah. Can God send you a file?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Can God send you a file that has multimedia, that has voice, that has data? Hallelujah. When your friend sends you multimedia that has voice, you get excited, isn't it so? Can God do the same thing to you? Hallelujah. You receive video. Hallelujah. You hear voices. Now, don't run away. We're still. Hallelujah. You hear voices. Hallelujah. You receive words. Where? On your heart. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
That's what we're going to. And that is the church that will be ahead of the devil. Do you know why? Because while we're here, the devil has taken over the heart of the young people. Even the old people, our hearts are taken away. Hallelujah. Images. There is something that is happening. So we are busy telling cock and bull stories. Meanwhile, the devil is taking the hearts of the people. Hallelujah. Someone is here, but he's cooking. He's watching Manchester United in his room. You're here now, but you are in Wembley Stadium. Is that possible? No, you answer me. Is it possible?
Yes.
Is there anybody who has gone to Wembley Stadium in this room now? Is it possible?
Yes.
Are there people who are even there now?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Brethren, let's wake up. Let us face reality. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to talk about those things. Hallelujah. Because church is changing. It has changed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The rules have changed. The structures are changing. Some people have lost their job, including I lost my job many times. Hallelujah. You lost your job. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at Revelation 18. We'll start from there. You have to forgive me if it's not me. I don't really know what I'm going to preach. Amen. I just asked the Lord to just minister. My wife told me, make sure you write down. So I started writing down things. You can see, there are so many things. I don't even know what to say. There are so many. So I've decided to leave this alone. Because if I follow, I go through all the revelations. You'll get tired of me. Amen. So I'm asking God to just speak what is necessary. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's look at Revelation 18. Hallelujah. To talk about Babylon. When did you hear that word last? Hallelujah. When did you hear that word last? Babylon. Amen. Oh, last week, eh? Oh, this week? Okay, very good. Amen. He said, and after this is, I saw another angel come down, having great power, and so on. Okay, verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. It's fallen. And it's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. Let's go back to verse 3. Verse 2. Can you put the Italian on it? Sorry, I always like to look at those Greek words. Amen. Hallelujah. So the question is, what is Babylon? And Babylon is when you leave the Assemblies of God Church and you come to Hornsey Church. Hallelujah. Is it also? Amen. Is that also? That's Babylon. Hallelujah. You live in a place where there is no pastor, then you come to a place where you are as led by the Holy Ghost. Isn't also? When you are led to come to church, you come. When you are not led to come to church, you don't come. That means you have come out of Babylon. Isn't also? Is it also, brethren? Hallelujah. Amen. So you pray when you want to, and when you don't feel like, you don't pray. That's, you have come out of Babylon. Amen. When they are preaching, you don't pay attention. You just do anything you want. You can even forget your Bible and then depend on this alone. You have come out of Babylon. Amen. But the definition has changed, brethren. Hallelujah. Babylon is not a geographical location. It is your soul. And it is my soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It says, it has become the habitation of demon. Hallelujah. And the hold of every foul and foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. You know, see, the Englishmen, those 72 men, they gathered together. Thank God for them. But you see, when I look at the Greek, so don't mind me, please. When I look at the Greek, I knew they were confused. Because there were some things they saw in their mind, they said, this cannot be true. So, they used their English to go around it. So, they didn't really bring the weight of it down. Hallelujah. If you look at the Greek, it says, Fulake, pass Akatatos, Numakai Fulake. No, I'm reading words on the board. There is an emphasis. It's emphasizing it. So the English will say every or continue, but the Greek is different. It's emphasizing a truth. Hallelujah. Now, what is he saying? The habitation. Now, what is the habitation? Hallelujah. Now, to just open it up a bit, tell you a story. The Bible says, when an unclean spirit Huh? You know where I'm going to? It's cast out of a man. Now, what is unclean spirit doing in a man? Of course, they told us that when you get born again, no more unclean spirit. Is it not so? Is it not so? Amen. But you and I know better. That is not the condition. It does address something. But it says, when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, what does it do? That it walks through dry places. When, if the thing is dry, that means there's no life. Is it not so? No water. Is it not so? No nourishment. Then what does it say? Can we get that scripture? Sorry, I have too many scriptures. You know? So I'll just say it to you because of time. It says, that spirit will say, what does it say? I will go back to my house. Where is his house? Hallelujah. I don't know if it's coming through. The spirit says, I am going to my house. Hallelujah. Now, this is the truth that we have glossed over. And because of it, we are cold. You know, God said to me, end time people, let's forget about when we say out there. I don't use that word, out there. Because those are not my problems. It's in here. Huh? We have designed a very comfortable place called neither cold or hot. Hallelujah. But God says, I am confused with you. Because you are neither hot or cold. God only knows light and darkness. Brother Femi was reading in the morning. Say the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom. There are only two. There is no other middle road kingdom called light and darkness, mist. Light and darkness is what, brethren? Darkness. Amen. Scripture.
Hallelujah.
God is light. And in him is what?
No darkness.
Gray is what? Gray is a shade of darkness, not light. Light is light.
Yes.
Don't you understand? That's the English way. The way we teach it, you say gray is a shade of light. It's not true. Gray belongs to darkness. And that's where we, me and you are. That's where we are. And we are comfortable because we say we are end time. We have come out. Hallelujah. Amen. So it says, when the unclean spirit goes, I say, I'm going back to my house. Now, what is it? There's a principle that he's talking of. Now, before we get to that principle, let's look at it. Because there has to be, I want to give you something strong that you cannot argue with. John chapter 2, something happened right at the beginning. They came to Jesus. He said, let me tell you something. Destroy this temple. Hallelujah. Say, in 3 days, I will do what? I will raise it up. Say, 40 and 6 years that we were building, and then will you raise it up? But the Bible said that he spoke of the temple of his body. Now, end time people, which includes me, we are confused. We have an identity crisis. We don't really know where to belong. Are we going to go with the New Testament? Or are we going to go with the Old Testament? Hallelujah. Now, in the Old Testament, the temple was very clear. Hallelujah. Is it not so? The temple was a physical house. Hallelujah. And that temple had an order. There were ordinances. There was a priest. And I hear people, that's part of discipline that Brother was talking of. Brethren, if we are going to make any mark, we must be disciplined. Hallelujah. You must have a focus. You must have a purpose. If your father was not Aaron, forget it. If you like, pray from here to tomorrow, you will not enter the holy place. Even Jesus. Hallelujah. Did Jesus enter the holy place? No. Why? His father was not Aaron or the son of Aaron. Hallelujah. Now, the brother came and talked about the tabernacle of David. Now, there were people like David who were in the Old Testament, but they lived in the New.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's a man called Isaiah. When you read Isaiah, you know you're reading the New Testament, is it not so? He lived, he was ahead of his time. But do you know the converse is happening now? That many of us who are in the New were actually living in the Old. So there is a confusion. We don't know whether we're going with the New or with the Old. So in the now, what is the temple of God? What structure do we have? What form of worship do we have? We are neither here or there. In your mind, temple is not what God is talking of. The priest is not what God is talking of. Hallelujah. Repeat, in the Old Testament, it was this Aaron and his sons that were priests. And the Bible said that when Jesus came, he put aside that order. And from John chapter 2, he began to announce to them that there is a new temple in town. Hallelujah. He was telling them, look, God is now bringing the real, not just, it wasn't new, but it was new for the purpose of God's dealing with him. Because if you go back to Genesis 1, the real temple was there, is it not so? And by God's grace, we will get to it. So, the real temple is what God is bringing you and I back to. And if you understand the real temple, then you can understand this scripture. That there is something that is special about you. Someone asked the question, what is man that thou art mindful of him? When you are up 20,000 feet on the plane, even if you go 20 is too far, maybe 10, 15, you don't even see any human being. How will God take thought of such an ant as me? You understand? When you look at yourself, you look big. Just go up a bit. And you will disappear. Nobody sees you. Hallelujah. See, what is man? Have you asked yourself, why is the devil interested in you? Let him leave you alone and go away. If the devil could just go, I mean, you're of no consequence. Hallelujah. Because there is something in you that is of treasure to God and that the devil wants. Hallelujah. Now the truth is that we don't realize this. And then we take our life of little consequence. Hallelujah. It says, Babylon has become that. You know, it's become a habitation of devils. Now, the truth of the matter is that my soul, when you say soul, it doesn't really come home. That is my mind, your emotion, your desires. It is a house of idols. It is a habitation of spirits. God made you to be inhabited by spirits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you cannot do anything about it. That's where God made you, and you must remain that way. Hallelujah. But there's something you can do, and there's something I can do. I can determine the type of spirit that will dwell therein. That is why you say you're a bride. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5. He says, husbands, love the wife. And wives, see that you do what? Reverence your husband. But actually, I'm speaking of the mystery of what?
Christ
and the body. Hallelujah. Now, we use it, we talk about husband and wife. Like I said, that is just the natural. Brethren, the reality of it is speaking of Christ and the church. Hallelujah. Give you a scripture. Revelation 12 says, there was a wonder in heaven. Hallelujah. There was a woman in heaven. Now, any woman in heaven, when we talk of woman, well, we're not talking, well, natural woman. We're not really interested in that. Isn't that so? Spiritual woman is what? Is the church. Isn't that so? But I'm really not, I'm sure we've had a lot of that. I'm going to the next level. What is the next level of woman? Your soul. Your mind. Your emotions. Your desire. That is the last level. But you see, God told me that the people of God are, in time people are Sadducees. Don't be annoyed though. Not, don't get annoyed. You know who the Sadducees are? He said there are no spirits. Hallelujah. They say something else. That there is no resurrection. How many people here believe in spirit and resurrection? You raise your hand. But you run away. When we start talking about spirit, say, this brother has come now. Let us watch it very carefully. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he that is joined unto the Lord is what? Do you really understand that English? You know who God is? God is light. God is fire. Hallelujah. Now, for you to be joined to light, you must become light. For you to be joined to fire, you will do what? Become fire. Now, don't run away. I give you the scripture. Genesis 1, 26. What does it say? Let us make man. Please complete the sentence. In our own image. It didn't stop there. In our own likeness. Hallelujah. Now, the truth of it with me is that for 6,000 years, I have known myself as Jacob. That's the problem. You know, this dress I'm wearing now is American fashion, isn't it? Not so? It's an American type of dress. And you know, people go to school to study it, isn't it? Not so? Adam didn't need it. Hallelujah. Adam didn't wear cotton and jeans trousers. He didn't need it. Hallelujah. In the morning, you are eating all kinds of things. He didn't need that. The other day they said, I'm now a professor. I don't even know what that means. Because when they call me, I'm looking for who they are looking for. Because I don't really know how he came. But the truth of the matter is, that professing you are doing is because man fell into sin. You know what they say? He's a doctor. What does he take care of? Who have headaches and all kinds of things? It happened because of sin. I don't know if you understand. I'm going beyond. We're looking at the origin. That is, if whatever you are doing, this one that are doing now in Wembley, running around, 22 men running after one foot, one ball, just fall, they fall and rise up, then they go back and kick the ball, and there are people, all that is because Adam fell. Hallelujah. And then you and I, you think that is where your life is. Hallelujah. You think that's where your life is. Hallelujah. And then you're waving your hand. I give myself to you. Adam must come of age.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, as we have born the image of the first Adam, we must bear the image of the last Adam. And there are two Greek words. Protos Adam and eschatos. Don't mind me, please. Protos, you know, means what? The beginning. Proto is the classic, the first one. I say that the protos, anthropos, man, is of the earth. Earthy. Hallelujah. That's what my brother was talking yesterday. But that the last Adam, eschatos, means the end. In other words, man is a spectrum. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I want you to understand that man is a spectrum. There is the beginning of man, and there is the end of man. You choose where you are going to be. Hallelujah. He said, one star different from another star in glory. Hallelujah. The church is rising. Hallelujah. I want you to know that the church is rising. We are not where we were yesterday. Hallelujah. We have gone one step ahead. Hallelujah. Where have we gone to? We have begun to know who we are. Hallelujah. He said that the eyes of an understanding might be enlightened. That we might know the hope of our calling. What is the hope of our calling? That I might be the dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know that you are the dwelling place of God. You are a realm of the Spirit. Is that okay? Hallelujah. Is that alright? To use the word realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. When we do anatomy, we cut up the human body. We don't see mind. Hallelujah. When you cut again and cut again, you don't see emotions. When you dissect, you just see carcass. Where is the man now? Hallelujah. Do you understand? God took that thing I'm describing now. It was just a lump of clay. Hallelujah. And say he breathed into Adam. Hallelujah. Heaven came down and met the earth. Hallelujah. Where two of them met, a new creation, the only one in the whole universe,
yes, sir,
that has the ability to express earth and express heaven, is the only one. Hallelujah. It's God's house. Hallelujah. You are God's house. Unique. Hallelujah. The soul of man was made to draw life from the heaven, to be covered by the heavens. Hallelujah. Amen. And to enable that, God put a spirit, God put a transmitter. Actually, it's a transmitter receiver called spirit. Hallelujah. The engineers will understand what I'm saying. And Brother Isaac was talking about, he said, when a young girl meets a young boy, you know what happens? The young boy gives her phone number, his phone number. Hallelujah. Amen. Why did Boma give phone number? Amen. Why did Boma give phone number when we didn't know what was going on? Why? So that he can do what? Communicate with Sister P. Amen. Now, that was to make sure that nobody's sleeping. Amen. Amen. God put a spirit in you. Hallelujah. So that he can talk to you.
Amen.
So that you can talk to him. So that two of you can relate. Hallelujah. I want you to understand. Bible said there is a spirit in man. And the what? The inspiration. That inspiration means the covering. If, I don't know, there are so many words. The inspiration of God does what? Giveth it understanding. Hallelujah. There's a spirit in man. Now, when that spirit, when sin came, you know what happened? That spirit died. He lost communication with God, with heaven. Hallelujah. Now, in Genesis 3, it says, Adam walked with God in the cool of the day. Now, I understand those Englishmen. They were confused. Because every Bible scholar knows. He says he walked with God in the Ruach. In the Ruach, he mentioned another word. I can't quite remember that Hebrew word. Adam was walking with God in the realm of the Spirit. Do you understand? In fact, he says in the Ruach, that other word means fire. In the realm of light and fire. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? Now, I want to give you the scripture. 1 John chapter 1. What does it say? If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, what happens? We have fellowship. Where? In the light. In the Ruach. Or in the pneumaticus. One is Hebrew, one is Greek. I want you to understand. God is, he says, I will meet you at the mercy seat between the wings of the cherubim. If you know who cherubim means, you will run away from this room. I don't know if we can get there, but God is waiting for you in the realm of the Spirit. He's waiting for me in the realm. God is a spirit. And they that worship him where? In meeting kings. Do you understand? They that worship him where? Hallelujah. Also in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's why he gave you his spirit also. Hallelujah. That's why God breathed into you spirit. Hallelujah. So that you can connect and draw life from the Spirit. If you read the Bible, spirit means water. It means river. It means current. It means nourishment. The Spirit cleanses. The Spirit teaches. The Spirit reveals. It does everything. Hallelujah. Amen. See, out of the belly of those who believe will do what? Will run rivers. But the river cannot run out if it has not run in. Hallelujah. And there's something that God said. He said that many of us, the lamp is empty. I'm not talking about the vessel. We thought it was, look at the scripture. What's in the vessel? It's a lamp. So that the wine is took their vessels, took oil in their vessels. But are you foolish? Did not take oil. The oil runs out first in the realm of the Spirit. It is the Spirit that waters the soul. Yes. Hallelujah. There's an order in the Spirit. The Spirit of God must have dominion over the spirit of man. And then the spirit of man has dominion over the soul. And then the soul has dominion over the body. Hallelujah. But I'm still trying to explain that scripture. That the Spirit, the unclean spirit says, I'm going to my house. How did the soul become his house? That's the question we want to answer. Now, you might say, why is it just trying to show knowledge? It's not knowledge. This understanding is critical. And I want to show you prophetically why. So that you understand what we are talking of. Now, last year when I came to London, I was just praying and waiting before, and I hear the word. 1 Kings 17:18. You know what is found there? God said there is the sound of the abundance rain. Hallelujah. Brother Hope was with us about 2 weeks ago, sir. Isn't that so? And he talked about Elijah. Hallelujah. After I went to ask him, I said, sir, I was trying to interview him. He didn't know what I was trying to do. I was interviewing. I said, sir. He said that he got that word in Sierra Leone. I marked it. I said, yes. So I knew he was in the spirit. Amen. There's one other sister here in London. I won't mention her name. He said she was praying and she also heard the word sound of abundance of rain. I said, I've got my three witnesses. He said, God does not do anything except by the word of what? Two or three witnesses. Three of us did not. I'm sure many others have heard the word. Now, what am I saying? Elijah is critical. In Elijah, he said that the prophets of Baal, and that's what the ministry of Brother Femi in the morning, which I actually want to bring across to you. Elijah allowed the prophets of Baal to run around. I want you to understand that. I want you to understand that so that you are not moved with the things you see. When I go dance in Pancras, I'm looking on the board, I'm seeing all kinds of nonsense. People dancing naked. I understand what's going on. I know that this is the hour of darkness. I'm not moved in my heart. They may have their day, but we're going to catch all of them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you understand?
Yes.
It is the hour of darkness. You know what happened? He said the prophets of Baal, allow them, let them dress their altar, isn't it also? They started jumping. Now, the Bible said that they did that from the time of the morning sacrifice. How long did they do it? They did it until the time of the evening sacrifice. And there's one brother who said, at the evening time, there shall be light. And where are we now, brethren? We are at the evening time. Hallelujah. I don't know if you understand the time I'm trying to give you. Okay, I'll give you another scripture. When was Jesus crucified? Who knows? He was crucified at the third hour. Is that not what your Bible says? The third hour by the Jewish calendar is our own time. What time? It's our own 9 o'clock. That is at the time of the morning sacrifice. Hallelujah. That's when Jesus died. Now, when Jesus died, what was it that happened thereafter? Who knows? There was darkness until midday. And even went on. Hallelujah. What am I saying, brethren? The church has been in darkness. The church has been overtaken with traditions and culture. Sorry, I'm among those who believe that with traditions and culture, we don't give them any chance. Traditional marriage is of the devil. Forgive me. Devil. I hope there's no young person here applying to do traditional marriage. If you do traditional marriage, you have rejected Christ. We're not even going to talk about it because there are more serious things to talk about now. We used to talk about it a few years ago. Now we've moved on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know why? Quickly give you the answer. Now, this Melchizedek priesthood that we are talking of, Jesus said, my body is the temple. Who is the priest in this temple? Every temple must have a priest. Don't you understand? Have you thought about it? If he has sacked the first temple and all the priests that come, all the prophets, apostles, bishops, evangelists, they lost their job. Hallelujah. In this new temple, there is a priest. Hallelujah. And the priest in this time says, without father, without mother. Hallelujah. You know what? It is a priesthood of the spirit. What matters now is not whether you are Yoruba or Igbo or Ghana or English. And I hope this is not a Nigerian church. Because if you're in a Nigerian church, you're out. Don't be annoyed. Brother Dave talked about this evening. God is raising a spiritual church. It must be a spiritual church without any attachment, any coloration of tribe or nation. Do you understand? God did not talk about an American church, a Nigerian church. I mean, we need that from where we are coming from. But we have come to a point where we must become a spiritual, because Melchizedek is a priest of the spirit. See, the wind flowed where, and you don't know where it's coming from, where it's going to. Hallelujah. The firstborn is that which has broken through the spirit, broken through the flesh. Isn't that so? The mattress. Women understand that. Your firstborn is one that breaks through. God's firstborn will break through which mattress? Which covering will he break through?
The flesh.
Hallelujah. Where you come from, what your father's name is, used to be important. Now that currency is of no value. Hallelujah. Because the priesthood now is of the spirit. The priest is their mind. The priest is their emotion. The priest is their desire. The four corners of your soul. That is the priest in this new temple. Hallelujah. Say amen now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Understand with me. This is the new temple, isn't it also?
Yes.
The priest is inside the temple now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the priest is your mind. You are here. Don't go to Wembley, because that mind must be with God. Hallelujah. Don't listen to the boy that tells you, "I love you, I will marry you." He wants to destroy you, because your emotion, if it is damaged, you are out. Don't you understand that? He was telling us today that don't take anything personal. Don't you understand that? If you take the thing personal, you are offended by God. Can you imagine somebody is offended by God? God did not bless me. He didn't buy a car for me. He bought for my brother. I pray for my brother. God bless him. Me that prayed, no car for me. I won't walk in God again. Don't you understand that? You're out. Because emotionally, you are damaged. You have an offense against God. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. And he was talking about blood defiling the land. That's what we're talking about, brethren. Your emotion is important to God. Your desire is important to God. Somebody say, no, those things are not important. They are personal areas. Who told you? That is what God wants. And that is what the devil wants you not to give to God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. He says, "My son, give me your heart." They ask him, "Give us two great commandments." What did he say? The first one. That will love the Lord with what?
All.
Everything in you must be given to God.
Amen.
The question is that where we are? We sing worship. We bring worship. Leap. You know, they came to God and said, "Oh," God said, look at them. They are with their mouth. Eh? But their heart is what?
Far.
Hallelujah. That's why I say that the other worship is changing. The worship must be brought in the temple of your body. And Paul, who understood this, says, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God," to do what? To offer yourselves. As a what? As a living sacrifice. God wants you every day you bring a sacrifice. I don't even think we'll have time to look at, for us to look at the tabernacle as I wanted. But I'm trying to bring something through. That your soul and my soul is a habitation of devils. Now, if you look at Ezekiel 1, sometimes it looks like a difficult scripture, but I want to summarize it. There is a nature that you find there. It is the nature of light, isn't it also? Now, the soul of man sends signals. There's a scripture that says, dead flies caused the ointment of the apothecary to be what? Defiled. You know the dead flies? If thoughts of defilement. And there's a scripture that says, where the dead body is, where the carcass is, what is going to happen? How did the vulture know that there was a dead fly? Dead. Signal. You send signal to spirits. Don't let anybody. I was telling you about cell phone. These spirits, they respond to dark signals. But God responds to signals of light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He was giving us principles of prayer. Try it. When a brother comes to your heart, or your boss in the office, do something. When you feel, you know, a pressure for you to think evil of them, you say that thought doesn't mean that thought is important to the devil, because that is a license. You are shedding blood. Okay, you think blood means physical blood. So when you hate your brother, who are you? I shed blood. You're a murderer. Hallelujah. So those spirits are waiting for that evil thought. They pick it. So when you start praying for that person, within 5 minutes, your emotion is changed. The devil must run away from you. Hallelujah. When your husband is going the wrong way, sister, don't talk too much. All you need to do is to start praying for him. Hallelujah. And within 5 minutes, that quarrel in the house is settled. We're not talking about high fidelity. We're talking about the real life situation. When there is tension in the house, start praying. Because the spirit is pressing on your mind to talk. Start praying. When you start praying, that thing is broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, the problem is that we don't realize that we are dealing with spirits. Brethren, when the soul of man fell, did Adam fall from the sky? Scripture says, that you are seated with Christ, where? In heavenly places. Hallelujah. If you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, God is a God, you know, there is the, you know, what he does for you, he must allow the devil also. That means that when you were not a Christian, where were you? You are not in empty places, so you are in hell. Don't run away from this room. But hell is right in this room. Heaven is right in this room. They are all levels. Hallelujah. If I put on the television, I'm going to see Obama here now. Is it not so? Please, don't. Are we together? You switch your television now, you're going to hear Obama speaking. Where did that picture come from? It's been here. It's in the realm. It's here. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible said that he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. What is the second death? The lake of fire. Isn't it also? But the English language implies that you were hurt by the first death. Isn't it also? It said, he that overcomes the second death shall not be hurt by the lake of fire, which is true. Now, the lake of fire, you cannot be saved from it. But there is a hell you and I can be saved from. Say amen now. You have no problem. It's a good word. Hallelujah. Okay, you don't agree with that one. I'll give you another scripture. Acts chapter 2, I will explain it. It says, thou will not leave my soul where? Thou will not leave my soul in hell, or suffer thy holy one to see corruption. Hallelujah. God is committed to saving your soul. Do you know why? He paid a price for your soul. The soul belongs to God. Hallelujah. Say, so what shall it profit a man to gain all the world than to lose your soul? That you are of value. And he cannot allow what he bought to go to naught. Hallelujah. So that will say we are not of them who draw back to perdition, but we are of them that press unto the saving. Where do you save? You save yourself from hell. Hallelujah. Now, David said, "Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell." If there is a lowest hell, there must be a highest hell. No, I'm just you know, helping you go through your scriptures. Hallelujah. If there is a lowest hell, there is a highest, the last hell, which no man can come out from. So Jesus said to you, be careful. For many shall be cast into what? Outer darkness. Hallelujah. There was one who came to the wedding feast. He wasn't properly dressed. Where did they put him? They cast him. That is outside the outer court. Now, the outer court is the closest realm of hell, heaven to hell. So there is a thin line, hallelujah, between the lowest heaven and the lowest hell. Hallelujah. Say amen now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, why am I saying that? I want to frighten you. Because many of us, we have built a house in the outer court. We are comfortable in the realm of the flesh. And Brasses told us, the Adamic man is going to hell.
Oh, yes, sir.
But Adam is in heaven. Do you understand that?
Yes.
The Adamic man is going to hell. But Adam is in heaven. Hallelujah. So what are we saying? When the soul of Adam fell, spirit took over. He lost the covering. He lost his fellowship with God. And Psalm 18 was what captured this. Also, he said, "Thou deliver my soul from my darling from dogs." Hallelujah. Spirits took over. And that was when they dwelt and they lodged themselves in. Hallelujah. So, brother, what I'm saying is that there is a cleansing, there is a consecration. He was talking about baptism. There is a baptism that we need. Hallelujah. And it is called the Day of Atonement. Hallelujah. That's where the church has come to. For a long time, we've been hearing the trumpet move on. That's, they call it Feast of Trumpets. You know, so we'll be hearing that trumpet. Let us go forward. Well, I want to tell you by the word of the Lord. Before I wasn't confident, I can tell you so. That we have now moved into a definite experience of atonement. Hallelujah. Now, what did Leviticus 23 say? Say, on the Day of Atonement, what will happen?
Every man
must begin to afflict his soul. And any soul that will not do so, what will happen to him? It will be cut off. I want to tell you that you have a choice. Whether you will continue where you are. Now, last week, on the Sky Fellowship, they were talking about the rest. And I tried to come in and I tried to say some things. There is something that you are doing and I am doing that I must stop. Do you know what? I am feeding devils. Hallelujah. We are feeding devils. That is the work that must stop. God said you must not do any servile work. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know. You're not answering me. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm giving you scripture. It says, on the Day of Atonement, you will not do any servant work. Servant work means servant work. What does the servant do? He obeys his master. What does master mean? Romans chapter 6, verse 13 and 16 explains it. Can you put it on the board? Do not yield your members as what? Instruments. of unrighteousness unto sin. Now, who are the members of your body? Is it your hand? It's the mind, the emotions. Hallelujah. See, neither yield you your members and instruments of unrighteousness, but you rather yield yourselves unto God. Verse 16. It says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, you are what? His servants ye are to whom you obey. That's what Brother David was telling us, the laws of spiritual warfare. When you yield to the devil, he says, I have the right to be here. You give him an authority over your soul, over your mind. So you receive life from God, and the devil gets it from you. It is an energy crisis. Oil now is the politics of the game. That's why everybody is in Libya. Because of what? Oil. If you don't go to oil Libya, your industries will die. So everybody, you must contribute in that warfare so that they will say you too were there so that they can give you a share. The devil cannot get life. Amen. So people are sleeping. You can stand up. Amen. The devil cannot get life from God. So who will he get the life from? Says dust that we eat. Is it not so? The food of the devil is the dust. And my brother will say, serpents don't eat physical dust. Is there any zoologist here? Serpents don't eat physical dust. They don't. They are too big for that. They eat small ants and things. So he's not talking about the physical dust. So if he's not speaking of physical dust, which other dust is he talking of? Do you understand? You and me are the greatest source for life for the devil. But you know it's a time bomb, don't you see? Hallelujah. It's a time bomb. Because a day is coming when the man will say, I will no longer be food for the devil. Yeah. And that is what he was telling us. That is the warfare God is calling us to, brethren. Stop serving work. Stop feeding on the devil. I mean, allowing the devil to feed on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in Egypt, there was a river called Nile. That river was watering Egypt. And my brother was talking about it in the morning. And I want to ask you, which river is watering you? Which river waters you? Where do you get your nourishment from? Hallelujah. The Bible says there was a river in Eden. That river, you find it in Revelation 22. It says there was a pure river of water. If you check, the Greek says a current of life. What the translated as river means a current of life. Hallelujah. Now, if you're not walking in the light, you cannot have access to it. Don't you understand? If the soul does not have access to that river of life, what do you think it will do? Man must work. Man must eat. So what will you do? It starts feeding on the earth. The Bible said that the devil brought out a flood from his mouth. Is it not so? I want to tell you that there is a flood that's coming from the devil. You find it in St. Pancras. You find it in Eastern Square. On the TV. On the phone. Internet. It's a flood. People feed on it and it's very sweet. Isn't that so? You say the pleasure of sin. It's pleasure. Hallelujah. When you kneel down and you don't hear the voice of God, don't kid yourself. You must go eat something. You must feed the flesh. Hallelujah. Brethren, we're talking about serious matter. And I'm telling you, the day you break it, you will take off. The devil will lose you forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because he knows you must come to eat. He said, they will neither buy or sell, except they have the mark of the beast. It has nothing to do with the computer. It has all to do with the soul. Now, I give you a scripture. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15. It says, as we have borne the image of the first Adam, we must also bear the image of the, what they call the heaven is the word pneumaticus. There are three types of soul described. Three. There are three levels of soul. Hallelujah. Is this not too big? This is just normal, what's in the scripture. Hallelujah. There are three levels. Adam was a living soul. That was it. He came at the higher dimension of the natural soul. Hallelujah. Now, a living soul, if you check the Hebrew, means a soul that is ruled by his senses. He called sentient. That's where you have the word sensual. Hallelujah. And so, Brother will draw the picture and he will show, he will tell us that there are different gates in the soul. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's how your soul is functioning. And he says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. The soul that is not where it should be does not have a choice. It must obey that law. It must be ruled by what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you touch. Hallelujah. You see the car, it flashes, I want that car. I'm going to buy that car. You change job to do what? Buy that car. You are feeding the soul. And the Bible says the meat for the body and the body meat for the belly, two of them are being destroyed. And the scripture said that the things that appear are temporary. I want to tell you, the job you have is temporary. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You have not faced the reality. Many of us, we are following shadows. Want to marry? If I carry children, you come to fellowship, you say, I want to be like that sister. I carry the children, I'll be following them by going around washing plates. That's what you want to be like. That is the image they are following. It is vanity. You're not addressing the soul. Hallelujah. But the things that are permanent are what? They are not seen. Those are the things we are talking of. Hallelujah. Your soul must be changed.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's no game in this thing. If the soul is not changed, Christ will not touch it. I give the scripture. It says, I will put my law. Where? In the inward man. I give you another scripture. Brother was one that taught me this one. Leviticus 8. Leviticus 16. You know what happened there? Exodus 28. Brother Hope, you know what happened there? It says, make you beautiful garments and put it upon Aaron. Why? For beauty and for glory. That they might minister to me in the priest office. Do you understand English? He says that the Old Testament is passing away. That the glory of the Old cannot be compared to the New. If in the Old Testament they dressed the man, they had to bring him out. Right thumb, right toe, right ear, wash him with water. How about your soul? You just dance and enter heaven. It doesn't work. Your soul must be dressed. Your soul must be anointed. Your soul must be fashioned. It says that a church without any spot or any wrinkle. That's what your soul must be before you qualify to enter. That's called atonement. Hallelujah. Amen. priesthood is not a man that wears white collar. That was 2,000 years ago. A priest is a mind whose mind is stayed on God. Hallelujah. The order of game has changed, brethren. You must be sanctified. You must be washed. Even Esther, is it not so? 6 months, she was prepared with the oil of my bitterness, bitter experiences. Another 6 months with sweet odors. Do you understand? Even the bread, he said it has to be frankincense on it. They have to sprinkle some. Look, he said we are the fragrance of Christ, the savor of Christ. You must have savor. I must have savor in my emotions. My emotions cannot be raw. If it is raw, Christ will not receive it. Hallelujah. The game is now coming home. God is interested in your mind, in your desire. The thing you desire will control you. That's the law. He told the woman, unto you, your husband shall be the desire. Is it not so? What will he do to you?
Rule over you.
Anything you desire will rule over you. So how do you solve the problem? Don't desire anything. Hallelujah. So that you can desire only the Lord. Hallelujah. He made you to be his desire. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. He made the house for him. Can you imagine a man, he built a house and another man will take it? It doesn't work. So God made you for himself. And no other spirit will have you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, to end, we must be a virgin. Is it not so? Now, define for me a virgin. A virgin is a man or woman who has not known another man or woman. Is it not so? Okay, we have that one by the side now. We'll pass that stage. Is it not so? Now, let's go to the next level. Define a virgin for me. A soul that has not been defiled by an unclean spirit. Hallelujah. So for you to say you have qualified means you have succeeded in driving out the devils that are inside. There are devils here. Do you know how he drive them out? By the ministry of the word. That's that he sent his word and he cast out the spirits with his word. Hallelujah. That's why the ministry of the word is important. Not the word of a man. It's only the voice of the Son of Man that can do it. And that's why where we are now, it doesn't matter who is preaching the message. What we want is the voice of God. It may even be a small child.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because we want to be free. I want to be free. And the only thing that can drive is the voice of the Son of Man. When that voice comes, the spirits will go. Hallelujah. Say he cast out the spirit with his word. Hallelujah. Do you understand? So we are coming into a new experience of atonement, a place of cleansing, a place where God sits down and he begins to walk in the inward man. The soul must be changed. I was telling you about the carnal, the living soul. There is a lower form of that living soul. It's called, the Greek word is physikos, means a dead soul, the soul that is bound to the earth. It's beastly, it's ruled by instinct. How many people act by instinct in this room? You know what's instinct? Just do it. Nike. Just do it. If it makes you feel good, you do it. When I went to Congo, Sister Biri was telling us about, there's something new now, they call it emotional intelligence. How many people, management people, who are here? You are here, they have taught you. Don't hide your hand, they have taught you. That is the cutting edge now. emotional intelligence. You know what it means? You learn how to get angry. When you get angry, you use your anger to achieve results. When you frown in a way to manipulate your workers so that they do what you want. So you use your emotion to manipulate people. What's that? Beast. Aha, witchcraft. That's the modern principle of management now, isn't it also? Answer me now. That's where we are now. Hallelujah. So the world is going and turning away from God. That's what he was preaching last yesterday night. But brethren, we must go the other way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But there is a third level. That is the spiritual soul. Now that is the soul that is ruled by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. My spirit, my soul must be responsive to the Spirit of God. That is, you will not take one stand unless the Spirit of God says so. Hallelujah. And that is what you see in Ezekiel chapter 1. He said, wherever the Spirit went, they will go. Hallelujah. You will not take one step except the Spirit of God says so. Hallelujah. We are past the stage of I feel. I don't feel. That is old story. We have come to the point where it is, what is the Spirit of the Lord saying? When we gather together, we want to hear what the Lord is saying.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you are singing a song, you don't just sing the song you want. You want to hear the songs in the Spirit. And you sing those songs. Hallelujah. When you are ministering, you want to find out what is the Lord saying. Hallelujah. He may not be saying exactly what you want. But he has a mind. There is a burden he wants to reach across. That is the thing we want to hear. Hallelujah. So you find out that the order of worship has changed. God is raising a people who are not interested in their self, but are interested in what the Lord will do. I end with this thought. Adam took part in a coup. And I'm not kidding you. Adam took part in a coup. Adam rebelled against God. He was promised something. And we all have got it. And that is where God is waiting for you. If you like, go anywhere you want. At that point, you must tell God that I was not part of the coup. I have regretted. He told Adam, if you will be a part of this school, you will be a God. Hallelujah. So he said, he as God, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself as God, looking for worship, demanding worship, receiving worship. I. It's called I, the self-God. That is the highest sacrifice God is waiting for. They call it the offering of the soul. You must tell God you are no longer God.
Amen.
To tell God you are no longer, means you don't rule your life anymore. Young people, are you hearing me? You have no right. But you have a right to run your life the way you want. The British government has given you that right, you know so. You have a right from the British government. That is part of the coup. But you must come to the point and say, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth. There must be an offering of the mind. There must be an offering of the emotion. The different parts, that all those things must be brought to God. And you must bring it daily. You will say, oh, I brought this offering yesterday. Every day you come to God afresh. I am still bringing myself to you. I reject my mind. I want the mind of Christ. I reject my emotions. I refuse to function. My mind will refuse to express itself. Don't you understand? God never made your soul to function on its own. Don't you understand? God made your soul to function by the influence of his spirit. If the spirit of God has not initiated it, then I will not be part of it. Hallelujah. So God is bringing his people to the place of consecration, brethren. It's not a place of I feel. In fact, that's why I said I lost my job, because the elders don't have any job now. The authority of Christ is no longer delegated, it is transmitted. You know what that means? It means that Christ is physically here, directing everything. You cannot make that decision without consulting him. Lord, what do we do here? And you wait. If he doesn't speak, no action. How can you take action when he hasn't spoken? If you take action, that is stream fire. So the thing is going higher. And I have to pray. I say, God, you have to have mercy on me, because some of us are very forward. You know, we know, we have it all figured out. Hallelujah. The game has changed, brethren. The Lord has stepped into the church and he has taken over. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is real anywhere. As you just provide the platform, he comes. You will only have to reject the Lord. Hallelujah. Because his presence is there. He's coming to his people to take over, to prepare the people, to fill the people, to answer to the needs. And as they will say, it's a relay. And I am alive. I'm so happy to be alive now. Because this is the best time to be alive. Hallelujah. All the prophecies that have gone, they are beginning to come into fruition. Hallelujah. Never you mind all this running around. Before this, don't. It is the hour of darkness. It will soon fade. Hallelujah. You will look for them, you will see them. Hallelujah. There is no civilization they have now that Rome didn't have. There is nothing they have that was not there more than, you know, houses or roads. I went somewhere yesterday, I saw atrium. Atrium is a Roman word. The whole world is Rome, is it not so? Hallelujah. And God judged that other kingdom. And in this kingdom, he will also judge. But right now, he's calling us to say, you must repair the altar. The altar is the soul. And that was the first thing Elijah did. He says, repair the altar. Bring the stones. He dug the thing. He dug. Say, pour water. And when he finished, the fire came. My last thought, well, I hope I'm not like that brother used to say last. Is that... Well, I think this is the last one. Now, every temple that God built, there is a sign to know it was of God. You know what the sign is? If you say you are the temple of God, show me your fire. There's no argument here. Me, I don't have the fire. I'm praying to God. Light me. I want to be on fire. Now, some of us are afraid of fire. Don't leave the room, oh, because if you go outside, there's another fire outside. It's just earthquake fire. Tornado fire. So that one is the worst one. So better stay here and receive the fire of the Holy Ghost. He says, I will baptize them with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Where is the fire, brethren? Hallelujah. So, are we going to respond to God this night and say, God, baptize me. I want fire. Moses built his temple, is it not so? I said that when he had finished it, and he prayed, what happened? The fire came. Hallelujah. Solomon built his own temple. While he was here talking, the Bible said that the fire fell and drove all of them. Nobody could talk. Hallelujah. Then another one now, 120 brethren. People like me and you. This is not, okay, let's see Solomon and Moses. But this is physical human beings. They met in a room like this. And while they were yet talking, fire fell. now on human beings, because God was saying the temple has changed. Hallelujah. We must ask God for the fire. It's either you are on fire or you are not. It's either you are hot or cold. Hallelujah. Brethren, there's a fire coming. When Elijah has finished, he said, "Oh Lord, answer me." Hallelujah. The Bible said that the fire fell. And then the judgment started. There's a company, there's something that God wants to do. He will do it with people who mean business. Do you want the fire? Do you want a change? That means God is going to fill you afresh. That oil that has run dry is going to pour water afresh. Bible said there is that the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. Hallelujah. Searching the inward parts. Brethren, there's a fire coming. Hallelujah. I'm praying that, like as Brother Dave said, you know, when you hear a word like this, you say you are drinking it, isn't it so? I'm praying we'll be able to go home and really sit down and search this matter out. Don't just take it because I've said it. Go and ask God. Say, this thing that this brother came and said, is that a word from you? Hallelujah. What are you saying now? What is the burden of the Spirit? And then when you are convinced, you have to take an action. But one thing I want to let you know is that whatever you do this night, you are a response. It's either you reject the word or you accept it. Hallelujah. If you reject it, God will settle with you. If you also accept it, He will also settle with you. Hallelujah. But one thing is sure, there is a sound of the abundance of rain. It's no longer going to be business as usual. God is going to raise the people that are going to be anointed. Now, those are the ones that will judge the prophets of Baal. We live in the land of Baal, England. I don't mean any rudeness to anyone, but this is a land of headhunters. The historians here know. This is a land of head hunters. Children miss one by one. Huh? Those children missing, what do you think has happened to them? It is a land that worship idols. It's a land that worship materialism. That's why you have stars. See a little girl. She raises one leg, it's a picture. She puts it down, it's a picture. She does like this, it's a picture. They create something, an image, so that you worship it. From one thing to the other, it's a land that is ruled by images. And you don't have a chance until you repair your altar. Hallelujah. The prophets of Baal will rule this land until God raises a man who has been anointed to deal with the prophets of Baal. The church in this land must determine where we want, where we are going, what are we really interested in. If we just want to do fellowship and class, fine. God is not interested in that. He has sent us here to redeem the land. To redeem the land, you cannot mingle with the people of the land. Don't you understand? That's the law. See, do not marry their wives, their daughters, and don't let their daughters marry their own daughters. What he's telling you, don't imbibe their culture. Don't let their culture influence you. Hallelujah. Now we are here and we have thrown down everything. We are on all fours, drinking the water. Hallelujah. Brethren, carnality cannot be a friend, cannot be excused. Parents are very, very particular. You can't talk about my children. Everybody is walking carefully. You don't want to. Brethren, it must be a thing of the past. We must decide as a people to reject carnality. Carnality is called worldliness. Bro Hubert was just telling me, dressing is worship. Are you hearing me? Answer me now.
Yes.
What you do to your hair is worship. The dress you wear is worship. This brother, everything is worship now. But I'm telling you, the church must sit down and decide which way we will go. Are we going to go the way of the Spirit or the way? No, of mixture. A little of the world, a little of kingdom message. Hallelujah. It's a very good place. You get both words. Hallelujah. Well, I've had enough. So he that will be a friend of the world will be, no, you didn't say enemy, it will be hostile to God. That's the word, hostile to God. I know this is touching many people. I'm still your brother. If we receive the word, we will change. Our dressing will change. The way we carry on will change. Our priorities will change. We cannot continue where we are. It's a price. But the profit, the benefit will be peace and quietness forever. Hallelujah. When the people obey God and please God, God will fight for you. There is no war David lost. But after David, he went. In fact, the scripture, if you saw the scripture, I showed you today. Ben-Hadad said, your gold is mine. Your wife is mine. Your children are mine. Everything you have are mine. Can you imagine Ben-Hadad talking to David? Why? Because the people have turned away from God. That's the principle. When you lose your mettle, you lose your spiritual authority, you will not stand for anything. Brethren, enough. As I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. We must choose either life or death. Fashion or dressing responsibly. You know, there are so many things. You can break it down to, there are so many aspects. So I believe that if we are actually saying, Lord, we want to obey you, then we are going to sit down, have a family meeting, and actually begin to call names. Call a spade a spade. Not apportioning blame, but it's like, Lord, help me. Every man, God, help me to make an adjustment. Why? So that we can fulfill our commission in this land. And if we decide to go with the Lord, we will never be the same. It's going to be the best commitment that we've ever made. And I'm trusting that this conference will not be like others. It will be a conference where it will be said at the Milton Keynes that the church in England turned.
Amen.
I've listened to the brethren in the US. I heard Brother Jim saying there's one conference in Rockford or somewhere, 1982. He said that was where things turned, isn't that so? So we take note of those things. Amen. You know, so there are places where God does something. And let it be, brethren, that this conference will be such a conference. Now, for us in this land, this is the place where we decided to turn. Hallelujah. And when we turn the bend, you will see it. God will bless you. I am a story of blessing. I think you know. Say amen now. I am a blessing. I have reached the peak of my career. I didn't know how I got there, but I got there. Now, it is not because I didn't even do anything. It was just, in fact, that's why I don't believe in what they say, because I didn't even see what I did. But the Lord did it. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, God will bless you. He will bless your career. He will bless the ground you walk on. Men will follow you. Blessing will follow you and overtake you. Why? Because you obeyed the word of the Lord. Now, the things you want to seek, don't seek them. See, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things will run after you. That is the law. If you will give God that, say, Lord, I want to seek you. Show me. What do I do? You will be shocked at what God will do with you. I'm talking about job. Your economy is not tied to Cameron or whatever his name is. Your economy is tied from God. In the time of famine in Egypt, the economy of Joseph and the people that were with Joseph was different from that of others. So whether if there's no job, God will create a job for you. God would go out of the way to make sure that you have bread when others don't. Now, those are things that come when we decide to go. Now, it doesn't mean that you will not still have a job if you refuse. But it says, while they were eating the food, he sent leanness into the soul. You earn £1 million, you spend £10 million to treat yourself of diabetes. Which one do you choose? Yeah, you make the money, but you are in and out of hospital, treating diabetes, treating heartache, taking care of your children who have joined the Al-Qaeda. Well, I'm not saying it will happen, but I want to tell you, you make the money, God makes holes. The money drifts away. Hallelujah. It is what happens to people who go their own way. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord is upon this congregation.
Amen.
If we will not go with God, he will put stud for you so that you will fall. He did that to Israel so that they will rise and say, God, we are not ready to go. Hallelujah. But I know we are not, you won't have to do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was praying that the Lord will visit us, will encourage us to see that there is something that God is saying, and then to be able to make that kind of response. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you permit me? Let me just lead us on the time of responding to this word. I'm sure many of us here, we are born again. We are born again into maybe churches. And we heard the word of the Lord and we came out. We made sacrifices and we came out. And we've come to this point. And God is saying, we have to move forward. Because something is about to happen. And I'm sure that if you look at our lives, we find that it's like God is heating the fire. You know, he hasn't just hit it once to 100 degrees. But we find out that in our lives, he's putting pressure. He's tackling the bed a little at a time. Just a little at a time. And I believe that God expects us to respond. You know, there was that, in fact, from that scripture he read, talking about Babylon, he says, and on her forehead was written, Ha, the church, mystery Babylon. And brethren, if we don't take time, gradually, we are settling and becoming like those other people. We come in, we sing the song, we move our hands. Sorry, but I'm just speaking. But I think that God is saying something to us. Because something is about to happen. There is a revival that is coming. There is a revival. The husband man is waiting for the precious fruit of the land. And it says the latter rain, I'm an agriculturist, will come before the harvest. The latter rain, you know, when the corn is about to mature, they irrigate. And that is maturing rain. That is the rain that causes the crops to be full. You have the early rain, which grows before the planting. Brethren, there is a rain that is coming. And that is the latter rain that will mature the fruit that God is bringing forth in our lives. And it says the wheat and the oil, how does the wheat come? The wheat is harvested. And he's been talking about the church. This church is not just a church, just like us, we sit down and we clap our hands. The bread comes out of the wheat. You know that. And the wheat, you and me, is trash. I'm sure we have been going through the threshing floor as individual. That's an individual experience. And then after that, God brings the trash wheat together and they put them in the meal. And after that, the oil is added. The oil comes out of pressure. This true man-child church, look at that, Revelation 12. The man-child that will be birthed. The devil is waiting for that man-child. It will not just come by a sitting down. It will come out of pressure. So all the pressures that we've been going through is a process that God is passing us through to bring forth this church. Yes. And after the kneading and the oil that come out of pressure, brethren, for the bread to come forth, there will be an oval experience. A church, that's a corporate experience. We have to go through the fire that he's talking about. And it's left for us. We have to do something. In fact, the indictment of, well, I don't know whether I should say the end time church, is that we don't have repentance. Our hearts are so hardened. You agree with me that those days, when the world is just going forth, you just see an outburst. People breaking down, a broken and a contract heart, God is looking for. Brethren, we have to look at our hearts. God wants us to respond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't mind, let us rise on our feet. And we just say this prayer. Set me on fire. It's a prayer. A prayer to God. Let it come from our hands. Let us stand. Stretch our hands. Set me on fire. Let me be consumed in your presence. I want to be. Can we just sing that song together? Or sing that prayer. Let's sing it unto God.
Let me be consumed in your presence. I want to be. Oh Lord, set me on fire. Let me be consumed in your presence. I want to be. My life is so empty without you, Lord. My life is what runs without your Spirit. Set me on fire. Let me be consumed in your presence. I want to be.
Let's sing one more time.
Set me on fire, Lord. Let me be consumed in your presence. I want to be. Oh, my life is so empty without you, Lord. Without your Spirit.
just commune with God. Just speak to God. Just speak to God. Tell the word, the Lord, about how you feel about this word. Hallelujah. Just speak to Him. Because He sees your heart. Say, broken and a contrite heart, He will not despise. Tell Him to touch your life. Tell him to help you. Hallelujah. Just speak to Him. Speak to Him. Open your heart and speak to Him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.